I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll be sitting there and you'll be watching someone like deep throat a sheep's testicle or like a camel penis, wherever they are. And you'll just be like, wish that was me. Hello everybody and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I am joined this week by Jungle Sensation, EastEnders star, Supermom, and all-round mega babe, Jess Plummer. Welcome, Jess.
Hey, Vicky, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, don't be so daft, my absolute pleasure. So I think it's really important that I let everybody know, just to embarrass her, that my producer, Elith, is fucking fangirling so hard over us having you on the podcast right now.
Oh, bless her.
She is so excited. But right, let me say this without trying to offend. So I think my listeners are going to be so polarized, right? I think half of them are going to be like, Jess Plummer, EastEnders, massive, amazing. And I think the other half are going to be like, Jess Plummer, EastEnders, so cool, but I'm a Corrie fan. Do you think, like, there's a north-south divide when it comes to the soaps?
There is, isn't there? There really, really is. And I feel it myself. Even, like, when you go to award shows and stuff, I feel like I'm, like, repping my ends, like, London. I start putting on this, like, really Cockney accent. I don't even talk like that, but I start going, you all right, mate? Like, what?
Honestly, I'm obviously going at my fellas from South East London.
South East!
So he's mad for EastEnders. And every night we sort of sit there and, like, you can tell he's dying to watch EastEnders. I'm dying to watch Corrie. But now I'm down here. I'm like, I've got to make more of an effort with EastEnders. And you have absolutely had me in tears with your incredibly moving storyline. So, like, we're going to talk about that at length because you're an amazing actress. You've highlighted some, with the help of EastEnders, obviously, really poignant and heartbreaking stories. So there's loads I want to talk to you about that. But let's go right back to the start, Jess, and talk about how you got discovered, mate, because you basically lived every girl's dream, didn't you? Like, just walking down, really casually, unassuming, a London street, and boom, someone come up to you like, you're amazing. How do I, like, you have an angel face. Let's put you in a girl band.
Oh, is that what happened? I mean, do you know what? When I do tell this story, it does feel like, am I making this up? No, that's literally what happened. I feel like, I don't know, like I grew up reading. Have you read the book The Secret?
Yes. Look, I still got it. Hang on. Let me just, never far from hand. Ta-da!
There you see, exactly. I feel like I think I was like 13 or 14 when the book came out, or when it came onto my radar anyway. And no joke, I feel like I law of attractioned that situation.
You,
like,
manifested when it happened, that moment.
I manifested that moment, honestly. It was insane. So I originally, growing up, always loved performing in general, full stop, singing, dancing, acting, awful dancer. But
I've seen you move. Don't lie. Them snake hips deserve a mention, girl.
I go for it. I try. I give it my all. But I mean, don't put me in any competition anytime soon. But I've just always loved it. You know, like when you're a kid in the playground at school and you make up dance routines together.
Yeah.
Like, it was my dream to be on Stars in Your Eyes as a kid.
Like,
that's
girl.
All I wanted to do.
Can really.
Like, we would discuss it and we would argue. So, like, we'd be like, okay, who are we going to... We're going to be Destiny's Child. And I'd be like, well, I'm Beyonce. And, like, we'd always fight over who's going to be Beyonce.
That's a very fair argument to have, though. Nobody wanted to be Michelle, bless her.
Oh, bless her, Michelle. It's so true. But, yeah, so when... So basically my whole life I've been manifesting this conversation. But yeah, I was in Brick Lane sulking because my sister was late, like super late, like an hour late or something ridiculous. So I sat on the bench and I had a coffee and I had I had like a tuna panini thing.
Yeah.
And this guy was walking past with his mate, and I remember he had like pink trousers on, a hat, he looked super cool anyway. And he literally kind of did that.
Double take.
Took a few steps back and he was like, can you sing? And you know what? I was just eating my panini like, what? Like,
what,
that's
right
such
now?
A random, yes. Literally like, what? That's such a random question. But finally, I had an audition the day before for a program called Youngers, which was on E4 back in the day. It was like a drama kind of like, I think it was South London based. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like it was a drama, but they would randomly burst into song. So anyway, long story short, I had to sing for the audition. So I had a recording on my phone. So he was like, can you sing? And I was like, yeah, I don't know, maybe, like, I've got this recording, do you want me to show you? Like, now I think about it, I don't even know why I did. I should have said, you're a bit strange, and walked away, but anyway, good thing I did it. Showed him the recording, swapped each other's details. This was in the summer. The record label ended up holding auditions for the girl band just before Christmas, and I remember it wasn't until after Christmas when it got to the final stages, and this was when I was filming for CBBC, a program in Wales. And it was just mad coincidence. Like, whenever I wasn't needed for filming was when the record label were needed me for the audition.
Serendipitous. It's perfect. It was meant to be that.
Do you know what I mean? That's how I felt. But then the last audition for the girl band, I was filming and I couldn't get out of it. And I remember speaking to my agent being like, can we do something about this? Can we speak to the BBC? Like, this would be like, at first it was just like, go to the auditions because what do you have to lose? Like, why not? And then the closer and closer you get to it, it's like, I start envisioning my life. Like, like, no, I think I want this now. Like, can we make this work? Nothing could be done. I didn't go to the final audition. I remember I was on set. I went back to my phone and I had a missed call from the same guy that stopped because he was pink trousers, yeah, David Cooper, yes. And he was just like, oh, give me a call. And I was thinking, okay, interesting. What's up kind of thing. And he was like, oh, like, congratulations, like, you made the girl band. But I was like, you've got the wrong number, mate. I wasn't even there today. We were talking about, I'm in Wales. And he was like, no, it's fine. Like, Jess, from when you came into the auditions in your red welly boots, we knew that we wanted you to be in it. I was like, really?
Oh, yes. I love that.
Nothing to do with my voice, all because I came in welly boots in winter. But anyway. Yeah.
Your little Dorothy boots. Me.
I know.
But that's, like, such a lovely story. And I totally agree with, like, it's so weird, again, serendipitous, but I've literally just been talking to my life coach this morning all about manifesting. And guys, I'm so sorry you at home can't see this, but I'm going to give Jess a little look at my my vision board. Can you see?
Oh my goodness, I love that. For so long, I've been telling myself to make a vision board and I just never get around to it.
You need to do it, girl. It sounds like you're doing a pretty good job of manifesting your goals as it is. But yeah, I just love sitting here when I'm doing my podcast and chatting to someone interesting and exciting and learning from them, but also looking at all the things I want to achieve. I think I find it really works for me. But yeah, it sounds as though, mate, like, you are, that was the pivotal moment for you in your career. Yeah. And of course, the girl band you're talking about was Neon Jungle. And
yes,
I've got to be honest, when before you came on, me and the team had Braveheart blasting just to get in the mood.
Oh,
what a tune!
Yeah,
what a
I'm
tune.
Not going to lie. I occasionally still put it, when I'm at the gym, like when I'm on the treadmill, I'm like, I'm on the late night. Like, it does get me like, woo! I feel like the beat, but then also there's a part of me that still is quite like gassed at the fact that I was in a girl band. What the hell? Yeah. Like,
but babe, like, it's so you should be like, it's not something to be like it's not something to be sniffed at. Like, no. I can remember being again, like, when you're in school, primary and all that. And for me, it was the Spice Girls, like,
yes.
And it was me and my mates, and we'd all argue about who was going to be baby and who was yes. going to be
Spice. Same. I wanted to be baby Spice as well. People were like, now you're scary. And I'd be like, I want to be baby.
Don't fucking pigeonhole me, right? The sky's the limit. If I want to be Emma Bunton, I'll be Emma Bunton.
Exactly.
Yeah. But being in a girl band, like, was so many young girls' dreams, yeah. And you got to experience it. Was it as incredible as I thought it was going to be? Was it amazing?
No. Do you know what? I feel like I had some of the most incredible experiences of my life in the girl band. I mean, I was with three other girls that I probably would have never have crossed paths with hadn't it have been for the band. They were. I was the oldest. They were all a bit younger than me, from Scotland, from Ipswich, and from North London, Amira. And I mean, when I think about it, it's like we did Victoria's Secret's show in New York. We've been on Wembley stage. We've made madness. Music videos. It's it was absolutely incredible. The creative process of like being in the studio together and. Yeah, I mean, even still, pinch me moments. I look back and at old videos and I'm like, oh my goodness, this was us. Like, this is insane. But then there definitely is, I guess, like all industries, there's another side to the industry that you don't get to see. And I feel like as much as it was incredible and amazing, I think, I don't know if it's because of my age. I mean, I was like 21.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like, maybe where it happened so quickly, I got a little bit caught up in it. And I remember there was a point where I felt like, who am I right now? Like, I felt like I'd lost myself.
Yeah,
that's the perfect way to describe it. Yeah. I think I did lose myself a bit. I think I was keeping up with the appearance of what I thought the people had of me. Keeping up with my, not in a competitive way, but I was with three like stunning, gorgeous other girls. Like, you don't want to dip. You don't want to be like the
of
one that
course.
No one.
No, you one don't want to lower the bar. There's always
exactly,
one, isn't there?
Exactly.
Who people don't want to be in the playground. You didn't want to be that girl. Listen,
no.
I get it. You're not seeing anything girls don't know. Don't worry.
Exactly. I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself at an age which was like pivotal in just my growth in general as a woman, because I feel like it definitely made me pause at a point and say, do you know what, I need to figure out what's going on here. And I remember we all sat down, and when people are like, why did you break up, I don't actually have an answer. We all sat down in the flat one day and our manager came around and was like, what are we going to do? The record label didn't want to support the second album, which was fine. That's quite common. You either get a new record deal somewhere else or you can go independent. But he was just like, do you want to continue this? And everyone was a bit like, don't know. Yeah. And they was just like, oh, okay, do you know what? Maybe it's time to call it a day then.
Yeah, quite amiable then. There was no big bust up. There was
no
ginger spice sneaking off in the dead of night. None of that.
No,
was it? Oh, okay. I was looking for gossip, not here on the brain, not from Neon Jungle. They're a nice bunch.
It was pretty boring. But then after that, like, I cut my hair off. I went to Thailand. I figured it out. Yeah.
It was like you had a breakup, wasn't it? You were like, fuck this. Had that mad 6 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Please tell me you wore the baggy pants in Thailand. You had to wear them. Yeah.
The baggy pants, the t-shirts. Yeah. What was the saying that I always kept, like, everyone had on their t-shirts? I was like, I need one of these. I've got it. I think I've got it. Somewhere.
Was it like life's a beach?
Something along those lines.
A bit cliched. No, but mate, like, you had to. Like, honestly, it sounds to me, and I've never been in a girl band, so like, I honestly can't. But my similar experiences, it can be related to loads of different stuff. Like, when you're in your early 20s, you are so, like, finding out who you are as a person. Yeah. You're in your late 20s now, you so know who you are, like you're strong, you're confident, you've realized who you are as a person. But early 20s, we're a bit like finding ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And it can be hard because you want to fit in and you want to be like everyone else, and you kind of, especially if you're in this like girl band where there's loads of pressure and loads of eyes on you, like you're making these big decisions about who you want to be with loads of people watching. So it must have been difficult, it must have been hard at times.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Yeah, no, 100%, which is why, yeah, I feel like as much as it was the most incredible experience of my life, when it came to an end, it was the right time for it to come to an end. Yeah.
You were ready. Right, can I just ask as well, sometimes, like, you hear these stories, like, you know, God, Camilla Cabello's left Fifth Harmony and everyone's turned around and she said, toxic environment, girls were a bunch of bitches. I fucking hated it. Worst days of my life. And you're like, no, I would have never guessed from the music videos. You all look like Bezzy Mate.
Yeah.
So are you paying me lip service here, Jess? Or were you and the lasses really fucking super close?
No, we were. Like, so close. Don't get me wrong. Like, we had our moments. Like, me and Amira were both quite like, what did you say? What? Did it? Like, if anyone was going to go at it, it was me and Amira. But I probably loved Amira the most, if you know what I mean. She was just like my little sister. They was all like my little sisters. Yeah. Do you know what? I feel like because we were so different. As I said, like, I really don't think our paths would have crossed had it not been for the band. I think where we were all so different, there wasn't much room for clashing. We were all pretty chilled. Like, we knew our lane. Like, even when we were in the studio, if there was a big kind of belting riff that was Shireen's lane, if there was like a soft, like beautiful, like quite high bit, that was the Sammy. If there was like a talking bit, that was me. Like, we all knew our lane.
Oh, I love that though. But you're ticking boxes, I suppose. And in that respect, it's lovely because you all can have your strengths and your moment to shine. And that's all anybody wants. It sounds like then, even like you escaped from this, what can be quite a toxic, difficult world of pop and music and all the rest of it, quite unscathed. You sound like you just have like the best memories, like Victoria's Secret fashion show, supporting Jessie J, being on stage at Wembley. You've escaped unscratched. Do you have a highlight? Yeah. One moment that proper stands out for you where you think, oh, fucking hell, I did that, you know?
Oh, do you know what? Just then when you mentioned Jessie J, it's like, see, even that, like, I forgot about that. Jessie J, like, that tour that she went on, I was so obsessed with her. I would like go home.
Me too,
practice.
Man.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Me like too. She was just like so hot. And I remember,
do it like a brother. Do it like a dude.
Do you know what I mean?
Grandma,
and do you remember? She always used to go. And she always used to go. Like everything was like no, or don't. And I would go home and be like, how does she do that? And I'd look in the mirror and I'd go, la la la. How do I do this? And I remember when I met her, she came into our dressing room on the first day of our show to introduce herself and say hi. And I remember she had like this super firm handshake. You know when you're a bit like, oh, after. I'm like, oh, brilliant. But now, because Jessie J gave me a super hard, now whenever I meet anyone, I'm like, I feel like I copied that off of her. So now that's
absolute knuckle cracker.
Yeah, basically. Like, I break your hand if I ever shake your hand. That's my thing. Because Jessie J does it, I'm like, right, that's going to be my thing now as well.
that can't, look at you, man. So that's got to be Jessie J's power play, hasn't it? Like, hi, welcome to the team. You're on my time now. You're supporting me. I don't take any prisoners where he had a fucking graft. Yeah. And there's a broken knuckle just to prove this.
Basically.
Oh, mate, honestly, so you have achieved so much in such a short space of time. And right at the start of this, like before we were recording, I asked you your age and it was like, just because I wanted to say like, fuck, mate, like you've crammed a lot into a short space of time. You're literally only 28. You've been a part of a hugely successful girl band. And as well, you were in one of Britain's biggest and most loved TV shows last year, weren't you? Like The Castle was unreal. Did you love it?
Do you know what? It was one of those things where at the time it was like, am I doing this? Did I really say yes to doing this? This is so out of my comfort zone. And then when you're out, you're like, get me back. Get me back. I want to go back. I miss it. I miss it. It was one of those things that I feel like, I mean, it is obviously once in a lifetime. When are you ever going to be in a situation like that ever again? But it's, I feel like as a person, I've grown so much from having done it. I mean, you know, I mean, it was different to your experience being in the jungle where it wasn't so cold and things like that. But do you know what I mean? Do you think that do you think it changed you?
Yeah, like, Viv, you're so right. Like, I think everyone sort of, when the series is coming out, everybody wanted to know, what do you think? Like, do you think they've got it easy because they're in Wales and you think it's going to be hard and this, that and the other? And actually, like, my answer was just, guys, like, it doesn't matter whether you're in Wales or whether you're in like the outback in Australia, both instances will have their own difficulties and hardships to deal with. And for you guys, like, I openly said, like, I do not fucking envy them the cold. They're going to be freezing.
Yeah.
And I remember we had, like, I was watching it and I was glued. Like, it was a great series, mate. And I've known Giovanna for years. Huge fan.
I love her.
So, like, she obviously had a vested interest straight away. But, like, watching you guys, like, make history, because it was the first time The Castle's ever been on TV, it was lovely. It was really nice. And I think you dealt with this new landscape and the new things they threw at you really well. And you know what, right? I'm not going to blow smoke up your ass, but 2020 was a hard year and everybody was pretty demoralized by the end. Like, we'd got promised Christmas.
I know.
Boris was ripping that away from most of us. Well, we could see the writing was on the wall. I just think we needed you. We needed Jess Plummer, Giovanna Fletcher, Shane Ritchie, AJ Pritchard. We needed a lovely cast of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And that's just exactly what you gave us.
That's like, so lovely.
Non-stop lols, beautiful camaraderie, and just a fucking nice camp. Like, had it been my year in there, maybe. We were not what 2020 needed. We had Lady C, Duncan Bannatyne, there was bitching and everything. Like, no. Your year was precisely what we needed. So, yeah, as a voice of the people, I just want to say thank you. We needed you.
Oh, thank you so. No, I can't lie. It was like every single day we would wake up and it was like someone would be singing and like considering it was like 5 degrees in that castle and we were chopping wood. I mean, you know what it's like. You've got so much time to kill in the day if you're not doing a trial. It's like, but somehow we just found things to do. Like if it wasn't AJ teaching us the cha-cha-cha, it would have been Mo showing us how to squat or Beverly giving us a glute workout class. There were so many times where I was like, I know that I've got this, like, it could have been so much. I mean, it wasn't bad at all. Like, I'm so lucky to be with a group of people that are just, like, it's not even that they're so lovely. I mean, everyone's lovely in their own way, but it just felt like we clicked as a puzzle, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, we just all had our place. Like, we all just, fitted in really nicely with each other.
We saw it. Like, we saw it, Jess. Like, as a viewer, it's like, you can't... I would say the jungle is a place where you can't hide who you are. Like, a lot of time... Like, you're absolutely not, can you? And
no.
Jungle Castle, both the same thing. Like, in certain shows, when you're filming for, say, like, a couple hours or whatever, you can be the best version of yourself. You can put this amazing image forward, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And you can act really polite and you can act really respectful. But behind closed doors, you might be a raving arsehole.
Of course,
but when you are in the jungle, you are tired, you are hot or cold, whatever situation you found yourself in Castle or Jungle. You're sleep deprived, you miss your family, you're hungry for the
starving,
most part. So you can't hide. And what was obvious with you guys is you genuinely liked each other. And it was lovely to see, man. Like, I'd catch myself watching it, sit, and I'd be like, you are grinning like a fucking idiot. I was like, like a Cheshire cat, just watching you guys thinking, oh. And you know what, mate? I get such FOMO as well. Like, I'm not normal.
We thought you were coming in.
So many rumors, and so many people were like, how's Wales? And I was like, well, you tell me, I'm sitting in Brentwood. Do you know what I mean? So it was a madness. Like, the press just ran away themselves. But yeah, you'll experience this next year, Jess, right? I swear to God, girl, you'll be sitting there and you'll be watching someone like deep throat a sheep's testicle or like a camel penis, wherever they are. And you'll just be like, honestly, you'll go, wish that was me. And you'll think, who the fuck am I? I swear to God, girl, you will have this feeling.
No, I can imagine. Because when we were in there, it was obviously like, oh my goodness. Like, when we walked in, we didn't know what to expect, because it's not a set that we've ever seen before. And we were like, how do you think you're going to feel when you see someone else come into our home? Because we're the only ones there, I'm going to like see someone sleep in my bed. And even like... things like that monkey shower, which I hated. I avoided it like the plague. Honestly, I probably had like 6 showers whilst I was there. I hated it. I'm going to see someone in the shower and be like, you're not pumping it right. That's not how you pump it. Or like, can you wipe it up, please? Like, I know for a fact I'm going to feel like that, like territorial over the space.
But that is so normal. And I just want to, because nobody told me about this. Nobody gave me the heads up. So I actually went back the year after to present it. And I'm sitting there like watching Scarlett Moffat do all the things I did, but fucking just better. And I'm like,
oh my goodness.
And I'm watching Fuming. And I was like looking around like, I'm really disturbed. Like, I'm not a normal person. So listen, I'm just here to tell you, like, this is normal. You will get jealous and you will miss all the things. But there was only one Jess Plummer. Okay.
Aww.
And you smashed it, babe. Like, those eating trials. Girl!
Don't.
What was the worst thing you had in your mouth?
I think it's a toss-up between the vomit fruit. The vomit
awful
fruit smoothie.
Awful. They are, honestly, I'm just grabbing my stomach when I'm thinking about it. It's the smell, mate. Like, the smell doesn't leave you.
It's like, it's literally, and it was warm. It's literally like someone had gone bleh in a cup and then said, here you go, mate. Like, it was horrific.
Sick.
Or the fermented herring. The fermented herring. I didn't think, do you know what annoyed me about that one? It's because it kind of, like, I did the fisheye one. So I thought, do you know what? I've done fish.
Fisheye's
awful. It's disgusting. It's horrible.
It's the texture, isn't it?
It was a it was all drinks. No, I didn't get to eat. Who ate it? What's his name? Jordan ate. Was it Jordan or was it Vernon? One of them ate it. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. I've not watched any of it back.
Yeah, you've been so busy though, babe. You'll find that.
No.
YouTube your trials. That's a good little...
I can't. It will make me... I have YouTube the drinking one, but I feel like even at EastEnders, only... I can't watch myself back. I will just criticise myself. I hate it. But
it's a shame because, like, footballers watch their game tapes back to learn to improve and stuff. We should in a way, but I'm the same, mate. I sound like a football hooligan and I'm always doing something stupid with my face. So I'm like, no. I'm not watching this back.
Yeah. Let me just stay ignorant and just, that's exactly my mind.
Stay ignorant and happy, mate. That's where I'm at.
Exactly. So, the fermented herring, I think, because I had in my head that I could do the fish, I was like, I've got this. But the fermented part, I didn't really consider. So how they fermented it is, I think it was with vinegar or something. And it was just like fishy vinegar, rotten, and it burnt my chest. So that's what, So I think the vomit fruit was probably the worst as a drink alone, but the fermented
herring because it was like my 10th drink and it was like, it felt like it was up here in my stomach. And it burnt and it was, yeah, it was just horrible. It was horrible.
Oh, but you dealt with it like a true champ, mate, and you had a fantastic run on there. And yeah, you're one of my favourite campmates, so well done.
Oh, look. Thank you so much. What's that? That's mummies.
I feel like this feels like a good time to say we'll have you back in part two. Do you?
I think so. Let me sort this little girl out. Look what she's brought me in my protein bar.
Oh, she's thoughtful. Get that girl a snack. I'm going to go for a wee anyway, so she's done with me. All right,
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.